Richard Attenborough was one of the most celebrated British actors of the 40s, 50s, and 60s, but most people now think of him as a director, especially of epic movies like Gandhi, which won him an Academy Award. His latest film is another epic, this time the biography of one of the greatest figures in screen history. Film critic Stephen Schiff has a review of Chaplin.
The dramas that happen in real life always do dwarf the ones that fiction makers compose, and the real life of Charles Chaplin is a perfect example. The childhood in London was squalid and Dickensian. The rise to stardom was amazingly swift, and the stardom itself was of a kind that may no longer be possible. At his peak, Chaplin had become perhaps the most famous and beloved man in the history of the world. And that's not all. There were the love affairs, mostly with very young women. And then there was his flirtation with communism, which resulted in his being banished from America for many years. Finally, there was his triumphal return to receive an honorary Oscar in 1971, 6 years before he died. In the movie, Richard Attenborough brings all this stuff to the screen with not much more detail than I just did. The film couldn't be blander, less fiery, less personal, or less insightful. Attenborough has given us a high school pageant version of Chaplin's history, with the star not so much living his life as parading through it. Nothing in this movie is seen. Everything is merely glimpsed. Take, for instance, this sequence in which Chaplin, played by Robert Downey Jr., finds himself in a restaurant flirting with the woman in a nearby booth, fetchingly played by Penelope Ann Miller.
Excuse me, miss. Do you always eat alone?
Only when I'm trying to make a new acquaintance. Actually, I'm waiting for my girlfriend.
Actually, I'm a motion picture director, and I'm forming a new company with Bronco Billy over there.
And you're looking for a new leading lady. Lucky me.
Obviously, you are an actress, miss.
Proviance. Sorry, just a secretary.
Don't be sorry, I'm auditioning for actresses who aren't actresses.
Well, if you're on the lookout for untalented actresses who aren't actresses, then you couldn't do better than me. Worse than me.
Don't you want to know who I am?
I have no interest whatsoever in who you are. Mr. Chaplin.
A nice enough scene, if not exactly thrilling. But what drives me nuts is that nowhere in the movie do you learn that that woman, Edna Purviance, became an important leading lady, that she starred not only in many of Chaplin's major shorts, but also in A Woman of Paris, his only feature-length drama, and the film that he hoped would change his career. There's a lot, in fact, that this movie doesn't tell you. Many of the greatest Chaplin films, The Gold Rush, Modern Times, City Lights, get only a brief nod. His later masterpiece, Monsieur Verdoux, isn't even mentioned. The women in his life troop on and then exit a moment later like so many spear carriers. And even Chaplin's politics are reduced to a certain distaste for having J. Edgar Hoover as a dinner partner. But maybe the most annoying thing about this sodden movie is that there's a great performance buried inside it. A lot of people have considered Robert Downey Jr. a bit of a lightweight, an amusing young actor best suited to playing mischievous teenagers in high school hijinks movies. Not anymore. Downey captures an astonishing amount of what made Chaplin who he was, the physical dexterity, the wit, the egotism, even the way Chaplin's English accent gradually progressed from street cockney to fake aristocrat. Best of all, Downey captures the melancholy beneath the clown mask. He plays Chaplin as a man who's seen too much to think the world is really very funny, but who knows too much to think that men have any better choice than laughter.
Stephen Schiff is critic at large for The New Yorker.